Welcome to our deep dive, into the world of Calvin Klein.
Yeah.
We've got this really amazing article here
okay.
that really kind of gets into mm-hmm. what makes this brand tick.
Right.
From, you know, its history, design, philosophy
yeah.
to, you know, impact on the fashion industry and culture.
I'm excited.
I am too.
I'm excited to unpack this.
Me too.
It's a brand that's always fascinated me.
Yeah.
There's this inherent tension between their, like, minimalist aesthetic
right.
and the way they manage to be so bold and innovative.
Yeah, that's a great point. And the article talks about this.
Yeah.
This is more philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
That's become like synonymous with Calvin Klein.
Right.
But for those of us who aren't, you know, fashion historians,
yeah.
what does that mean like in practice?
Yeah.
How does that translate to the clothes themselves and the overall brand image?
You see it in those clean lines, you know?
Yeah.
Simple silhouettes, the focus on high quality fabrics.
Right.
And impeccable tailoring.
Mm-hmm.
They're not trying to overwhelm you
yeah.
with embellishments or flashy details.
Right.
It's about stripping things back to their essence.
I see.
Letting the quality and the cut of the garment just speak for itself.
Yeah.
And that approach has resonated with people because it feels timeless and sophisticated.
And it's interesting how that minimalism extends beyond just the clothes.
Totally.
You see it in their advertising score design, even their social media presence.
Absolutely. It's a whole aesthetic universe.
Right.
Through, you know, a lifestyle you're buying into.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a key part of what makes them a successful lifestyle brand.
Yeah.
They've managed to create a world that people want to be a part of.
The article mentions they won a ton of CFDA awards.
Yeah.
Which I know are kind of a big deal in the fashion world.
Huge deal.
Right.
The Oscars of fashion.
All right.
And those awards really underscore their influence and impact on the industry.
Yeah.
But what's really impressive is how they've managed to evolve.
Yeah.
While staying true to that core minimalist aesthetic.
And one of the biggest ways they've evolved is by embracing sustainability.
Totally.
They've actually launched a dedicated sustainable collection.
Okay.
Which uses recycled materials and organic cotton.
What's interesting here is their choice of materials.
Yeah.
You know, organic cotton, for example, is a big step in terms of environmental impact.
Mm-hmm.
Reduces pesticide use, conserves water, improves soil health.
Wow.
And by using recycled materials,
right.
they're contributing to a circular economy.
Yeah.
Keeping those materials out of landfills.
And it's not just like a small side project, right? The article says their goal is to have all their cotton sustainably sourced.
Right.
And all their packaging recyclable or reusable by 2025.
That's a massive undertaking, especially for a brand of their size.
Right.
It requires them to rethink their entire supply chain from sourcing materials to manufacturing to packaging.
Right.
It'll be interesting to see how they progress towards that goal.
Yeah.
And the impact it has on the industry as a whole.
You know, sometimes when brands talk about sustainability, it can feel a bit like greenwashing. You know,
right.
Just a marketing tactic.
Yeah.
But with Calvin Klein, it seems like they're really walking the walk.
It does feel more genuine than some other brands.
Yeah.
And they're not shying away from talking about it either. You see it in their marketing campaigns, even their sales promotions.
Yeah.
It's woven into the fabric of the brand, so to speak.
Speaking of which, you know, the brand is also known for its commitment to inclusivity.
Totally.
You see it in their wide range of sizes, styles, and even unisex options.
And it goes beyond just offering different sizes. It's about showcasing diversity in their advertising and marketing campaigns.
Yeah.
Featuring models of different backgrounds, body types,
and
gender identities.
Right.
Think about their iconic My Calvin's campaign.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
Yeah.
It felt like a real cultural moment.
It did.
It seemed like everyone was participating.
Yeah, totally.
From celebrities to everyday people.
What do you think was so groundbreaking about their approach to diversity and representation back then?
Oh.
Because in some ways, it feels like the standard now.
Well, at the time, it felt really fresh and authentic.
Yeah.
They weren't just trying to tick boxes.
Right.
They were really celebrating individuality and self-expression.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing it on a massive scale.
Yeah.
Which made it impossible to ignore.
And that authenticity is crucial.
Right.
Consumers, especially younger generations,
can
spot a disingenuous marketing ploy from a mile away.
Yeah, for sure.
It has to be woven into the brand's DNA, like their commitment to sustainability.
Right.
It can't just be an afterthought.
And you can see how that approach to inclusivity extends to their social media presence, too. They're really using platforms like Instagram and TikTok to engage with their audience and amplify diverse voices.
Absolutely.
Feels like you're building a community
yeah.
rather than just broadcasting a message.
Exactly. They're not afraid to let go of some control.
Right.
And let their audience participate in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
They're creating a space where people feel seen and heard.
Yeah.
And that's really powerful.
For sure.
Especially in today's world.
Yeah, it is.
And that's something other brands could learn from.
It's not easy.
No, it's not. And it's not something you can fake. You know,
yeah.
you have to actually care about the things you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. And I think that comes across with Calvin Klein.
Yeah.
It's not just about selling clothes. You know,
it's more than that.
It's about creating a culture.
Totally.
A community.
Uh-huh.
An experience.
Right. And that brings us to another fascinating aspect of the brand.
Oh, yeah.
Their ability to blur the lines between fashion and art.
I see.
They collaborate with artists, musicians, photographers, you name it.
Yeah.
It's not just about putting a logo on a t-shirt.
Right.
You know, it's about bringing different creative perspectives into the fold and pushing the boundaries of what fashion can be.
The article mentions some of their limited edition lines.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Festive Metallics and Bold Prints collection.
Uh-huh.
Which felt very different from their usual minimalist aesthetic.
And that's what makes these collaborations so interesting.
Right.
They allow Calvin Klein to experiment, to step outside their comfort zone
mm-hmm.
and create something truly unique.
Yeah.
It's a way for them to stay relevant,
right.
to tap into different cultural currents and appeal to a wider audience.
It's like they're saying that fashion can be a form of self-expression,
mm-hmm.
you know, a way to connect with art and culture.
Yeah.
And that resonates with consumers who are looking for more than just clothes.
Totally.
They're looking for meaning connection,
mm-hmm.
something that reflects their values and aspirations.
Absolutely. And speaking of reflecting values.
Okay.
We can't talk about Calvin Klein without mentioning their commitment to customer experience.
Right.
They have a very loyal customer base. And I think a lot of that has to do with the way they treat their customers.
The article highlighted their preferred loyalty program.
Oh, yeah.
Which seems to go beyond the typical points and rewards system.
It does. They offer exclusive perks, like early access to sales and new collections.
Okay.
Invitations to special events, personalized style advice.
Wow.
You know, it's about building a relationship with the customer,
right,
and
yeah.
making them feel valued and appreciated.
And they also offer targeted promotions and discounts.
Yeah.
Like those for first responders and students.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice touch.
Yeah.
That shows they're thinking about different segments of their customer base.
Right. It's about recognizing that not all customers are the same.
Uh-huh.
And tailoring your approach accordingly.
Totally.
And I think that's something a lot of brands could do better.
Yeah, for sure.
It's interesting to think about how all these different pieces fit together.
Yeah.
You know, you have this brand that's built on a foundation of minimalist design, but they're also pushing the envelope in terms of sustainability,
yeah.
inclusivity,
mm-hmm.
and artistic expression.
Yeah.
And they're doing it all while maintaining a laser focus on the customer experience.
It's pretty impressive.
It really is.
It is. And I think it speaks to the power of having a clear vision
yeah.
as a strong set of values.
Mm-hmm.
Calvin Klein has managed to create a brand that's both aspirational and accessible,
yeah,
luxurious yeah. and down to earth.
And they've managed to stay relevant for decades.
It's true.
Which is no small feat in the fashion world.
Not at all. It's a testament to their ability to adapt and evolve.
Right.
While staying true to their core identity.
So looking back at everything we've discussed today,
yeah.
what do you think is the biggest takeaway for our listener? What makes Calvin Klein stand out in such a crowded and competitive industry?
I think it's the way they've managed to create a brand that's more than just clothes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lifestyle, a statement,
yeah,
a reflection of who you are and what you stand for. And they've done it by embracing innovation, sustainability, and inclusivity.
Right.
All while staying true to their minimalist roots.
It's a pretty powerful combination.
Yeah.
And it's a great example of how a fashion brand can be both successful and impactful.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm curious to hear what our listener thinks. So considering what we've learned about Calvin Klein's, you know, commitment to sustainability and inclusivity.
Right.
Do you think brands have a responsibility
uh-huh.
to promote these kinds of social values?
That's a really interesting question, and
yeah.
one that's being debated a lot these days.
Right.
There's definitely a growing expectation among consumers,
mm-hmm.
especially younger generations, you know, that
right.
the brands they support align yeah. with their values.
Right.
But there's also the argument
mm-hmm.
that a company's primary responsibility is to its shareholders,
right,
to maximize profits.
Right. And it's a tricky balance to strike because on the one hand, you know, brands have this incredible platform and influence.
Mm.
They can shape perceptions, start conversations, and even drive social change.
For sure.
But on the other hand, it can feel disingenuous if it's not authentic.
Right.
If it's just a marketing ploy.
Exactly. And that's why I think Calvin Klein is such an interesting case study.
Yeah.
They've managed to integrate these values into their brand identity.
Right.
In a way that feels genuine and consistent. You know, it's not just about slapping a label on something.
Right.
It's about making real changes to their supply chain, their marketing practices, their overall business model.
And I think that's what resonates with consumers.
Totally.
They can sense when a brand is just paying lip service to a cause versus actually walking the walk.
Absolutely. And ultimately, I think it's good for business.
Mm.
Consumers are more likely to support brands that align with their values. So it's not just about doing the right thing. It's also about making smart business decisions.
Well said. And for our listener, if you're intrigued by what you've heard today, I definitely encourage you to check out Calvin Klein's website.
Yes.
You can explore their latest collections.
Mm-hmm.
Learn more about their sustainability initiatives.
Right.
And see how they're using their platform to promote inclusivity and social change.
It's a fascinating brand with a rich history.
For sure.
And a forward-thinking approach.
Definitely.
Definitely worth a deeper dive.
And with that, we'll wrap up our deep dive into the world of Calvin Klein.
Okay.
We hope you found it insightful.
Yeah.
And maybe even inspired you to think differently about the brands you choose to support.
Thanks for joining us.
And until next time, keep exploring.
Mm-mm.
Keep learning.
Yes.
And keep asking those thought-provoking questions.